Hi, guys.
Guess what?
What?
I really am so excited to introduce everyone to your friend, now my friend, Ashley.
Ashley Pollard. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a guest episode we recorded, like a few months ago. And we are you mad I'm revealing that?
He's making a face. We're recording it right now.
Well, I mean, life moves pretty fast. And I think you talk about The Amazing Race and we already know you won. So, yeah. You've dated yourself. Anywho, this is an episode we recorded a few weeks back with my good friend from college, Ashley Pollard, and it's a really fun podcast episode. I will tell you, we got a little excited, and it was my first time using three mics at once, and so there's a bit of overlap chatting, a bit of yelling.
And a lot of Scott getting so excited to meet this woman.
We had a lot of fun, so we hope you guys enjoy it as much as we did, and we will be back with you next week.
Bye.
Bye. All right, so Scott's going to laugh because that's our intro. Because we don't have a single podcast that doesn't start with that.
No, go on. I have to tell you something in a minute. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you want me to go or do you
want to go? I want you to go.
This is not according to plan. I am Sam Valentine.
And I'm Scott Flannery.
Okay, now you go.
And... Guess what? It's a podcast takeover!
Bonus episode.
I'm so excited. But you know what? It's a podcast takeover from your friend. So I'll have you introduce the most loveliest guest we have ever had, meaning she's the only guest we've ever had.
Oh, first.
First of first. Many. Sam, take it away. Who do we get to meet today?
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet a former roommate of many years, many important years of my life, a very influential fashionista who told me that I could wear two patterns at the same time.
Oh.
And the woman who is a member of the Guinness Book of World Records for not drinking the most water in the longest period of time, Ashley Pollard, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
Thank
you. Wait. Okay. Well, she's got two beverages in front of her.
Not one of which is water.
They're actually both dehydrants. Cheers.
Drinking margaritas.
Yes. And as our listeners know, I usually don't drink during the podcast, so this is a very special episode.
Wait, why?
You know, I try to be healthy. I try to be the opposite of you. Drink water all the time.
I only know how to podcast drunk, so this is only going to get better.
We're en route. I'm so excited. You're very famous.
What do you mean?
I've heard all about you.
Oh, yeah, Scott. That's so nice.
We have one fan in common.
We do have a fan. I hope more than one.
We're going to have more than one after this.
Well, I would like to think Sam is a fan.
I should preface that whole conversation by saying Ashley is the co-host of the How to Adult podcast, also available on iTunes. Rate and subscribe hers as well.
Thank you, Sam. Great plug.
Yes. She is co-host with the hilarious Sarah York.
Yeah, Sarah's the funny one, and I'm the stupid one. So
scored.
So Sarah makes people laugh with her comedy, and I make people laugh with my failures.
You're like a situational comedy, and she's like a stand-up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Basically. People are like, she like has incredible jokes and wit and humor, and I'm like, oh, I don't function properly as a human, and this is my life. So, but yeah, no, it's really fun.
So that's why we have fans and comments, because she's also a podcaster.
Yes. Yeah, we have podcast fans. And it would be very difficult for us to have fans in common if I didn't have a podcast.
I realized we didn't talk about that you had a podcast, so that'd be funny. No, we just have fans in common. You walk down the street and they like both of us.
You're like, we share so many Instagram followers. I checked.
I just looked around the table. We have a redhead, a blonde, and a brunette.
we just did the exact same thing. Just for everybody, I just want everybody to realize Sam and I were both like hunched over slouching in our chairs. And once Scott said that, we both perked right up and howled in excitement staring at each other.
Oh my goodness.
That is so funny. Not like a real blonde though.
Don't tell
me. I'm a New York blonde.
Okay.
But
so that means you were sun-kissed on the 3 days in the winter when you had sun.
Yes. I've been dyeing my hair literally since I was like in utero and have no idea what my real hair color is.
How do you get
anymore.
The dye in there?
It's like a new experiment. Okay, I don't know. Okay. I don't know if it like works properly. It probably affects my brain activity. But people are like, we don't know what happened. They're like, probably the uterus hair dye she had going on. No, actually, funny story. So my mom was told, this is actually a cool story, and I've heard, I'm sure you've heard this 100,000 times, but my mom was told that she couldn't have kids, like, her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And she had been married, they never had kids, they got divorced, she met my dad, they got married, and within a month of being together, they got pregnant with me, and she had me on her birthday.
Oh.
So we have this, like...
So her and her mom have the same birthday.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
So we
that's
have
very... what's that show? That's very This Is Us of you.
It is very This Is Us of us.
Oh, yeah.
And, but yeah, so it's interesting. So my mom likes to do this thing where she, like, thinks that since we have the same birthday, we're, like, telepathic.
You'll get there. Keep going.
Telepathic.
Uh-huh. There it is. There it is.
I know you don't cut things on our podcast, but sometimes I do, but a lot of shit I let ride, and yeah. I like that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. You keep that one. So, yeah, so she'll, like, text me and be like, oh, wait, do you have a headache too right now? And I'm like, well, now I do. Like, but no, I don't. Like, I'm so sick of this shit. Anyway, I was going somewhere with that, but that's it. Oh, no, so this is the thing. So my mom was told she couldn't have kids. So she, like, lived her life as if she wasn't going to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she went out with a girlfriend of hers, and they did this, like, bar crawl where every different bar they were going to have a different drink. And they got... severely blacked out, as they should have, and had a blast. So the next day, my mom is so sick. She's like throwing up. And she's like, motherfucker, I drink too much. Like, oh, holy shit, you know, and couldn't stop throwing up. Just like sick all day. The next day, she was still sick. And she was like, okay, this is like severe alcohol poisoning, or like something is fucked up in my body.
Right.
So she goes to the doctor day three, still sick. And they were like, oh, well, you're sick because you're pregnant, probably. And she was like, I'm what? And they were like, you didn't know that? And she was like, I've never been able to get pregnant, and now I'm pregnant, and I just hurt my baby because I got so drunk. She was like, please tell me my baby's okay. And then here I am, and I don't know the alphabet.
Is oh, my God.
So, yeah, that plus the hair dye, I'm just a recipe for disaster.
Okay, well, if everyone could just see you, I mean, you do not have a face for radio. You have a face for TV. You're so gorgeous.
Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want me to leave you alone?
Yes.
I just became a gay man.
And I just became a woman, so.
Well, this will work out wonderfully. That is so funny.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I'm, like, super excited. It's our first guest. Okay, describe your podcast in two sentences for someone who has never heard it before. When is over?
I would say it is two successful, seemingly successful people discussing how fucking terrible we are at actually being functioning adults.
Love it.
Put the microphone down. It sounds like we have the same premise.
So this is why I was super excited to have Ashley on, is because when you break down our podcasts to the basis,
yep,
is Ashley and Sarah are two people, mm-hmm, living in a big city,
mm-hmm,
one of whom is breaking into the entertainment business,
mm-hmm,
one of whom works like a regular person job pretty much,
yep,
and business. One of whom is gay.
One of whom is straight. One of whom is single.
Yes, and one is single, and one is in a long-term relationship.
Oh, yeah. My God.
So if you break that down to us, we are two people in a big city, one of whom is in the entertainment business, one of whom is in a big person job, one of whom is in a very serious relationship, one of whom is very single, and one is very gay.
Very gay?
Well, you're wearing a Ninja Turtles tank top.
I literally never knew that you were gay.
I did.
This is new information.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I just put that on
my head. This is what happens when you had the Broadway episode of our podcast. This is your fault.
Yeah, I did this.
It was
to be fair, we will never have a Broadway episode of our podcast.
And you live in New York.
Let me tell you, I didn't want to have it. Every time he was like, should I tell you this story? I'm like, no, nope. That we talked about it, and there it goes. Let's move on.
I will have you know, though, that, you know, every once in a while, we have fans.
Of course.
Sit down, right?
Yeah.
And one of our fans is one of my former colleagues on my cruise ship days. She went to go see Rent with me way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And on our Broadway takeover episode, I talked about all the hot guys who played Mark in Rent.
Okay, great.
And she apparently just heard this podcast. She's a little late. Candace, hurry the fuck up. Catch up.
What are you doing, Candace?
God bless you. And so she posted on my Facebook wall pictures of me with all the Rogers. She's like, here's the
so
one you were thought
funny.
You were cute. Here's the one you thought was hot. And I'm like, oh, look at you.
Like, look at you, girl.
And by the way, they're not that cute or hot.
Mm.
I had lower standards back then.
That's okay. I'm hoping one day I will be able to look back on this time in my life and say I had lower standards back then, but I am in the midst of it all.
Okay, so wait, let's talk about that, because Scott and I had a whole episode. We talked about dating apps and relationships, and clearly one of us was talking about one and one of us was talking about the other.
Yeah, so I can speak about one of those very well.
Which one are you? I don't know.
Dating apps.
Okay. Oh, yes.
I am SAF, single as fuck. I'm a staff. What can I say?
You are a staff.
Oh, it kind of sounds like staff, like the infection.
I'm a staff. Don't worry about it. Fine. It's why I'm single.
So I miss the whole dating app thing because we started dating about almost four years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
She's motioning to our mutual boyfriend, Caleb.
Yeah, I'm motioning to Caleb, who's no one's still seen.
That man.
Caleb.
God's gift to everyone's eyes.
Yes.
Yeah, he is a beautiful man. Mm.
Yeah, right, isn't he?
Okay, we're done. Move on.
So I miss the whole dating apps thing. So you were scrolling a little on Bumble here.
Listen, I'll tell you right now. Bumble is off and fucking popping in LA. Holy shit. I am getting DMs out the wazoo. I might be going on a date. Potench tonight, if not
you
Wednesday.
Are?
I don't know. It depends. On.
What do you mean, I don't know? You don't live here. Don't act like that.
Well, I know, but like, come on. You know, I gotta, you know, rest.
I was in the sun today.
I think if you just shower and drink a glass of water, you'll be good to go.
Maybe just a shower.
A margarita. Remember, we're going for the longer haul, no water.
Life ain't a track meet. It's a marathon. Aristotle.
I am staring at her right now. I am putting that on my wall. And I don't mean the Facebook's wall. I mean my actual wall. I'm going to paint it.
No,
it's from Save the Last Dance.
Yeah. It's a
life ain't a track meet.
It's a marathon.
Okay, Julia Stiles.
Yep.
Okay.
Da-da-da-da-da.
I get you.
You could do it, put your back into it. That's the song.
Wow. That's loving
That's
this.
The song.
Go
Look
on.
I mean,
if you'd like, I can twerk for you. But like.
Yes. Can you twerk on a podcast?
Can we
hear the...
Yeah.
Of your
maybe just hold the microphone cheeks. Out and I'll twerk and bump it.
Wait. Hold on. I have the 10-foot XLR cord, so you just stand up and
That's some technical bullshit you just said. I have the 10-foot cord.
I know, that's why I go to the music store and you just show up.
Mm-hmm. No, we are the Anderson Cooper, Kathy Griffin. I don't do shit. And she
our podcasts
all.
Are way more similar than I thought because I do, sorry, Sarah, everything. And Sarah, I'm just like, you just have to be here. And she's like, I'm running 25 minutes late. I'm like, bitch, you had one job. You had one job.
I feel, well, you're so, oh my gosh, this is
She'd
so
be like,
funny.
I'm like really tired. And I'm like, oh really? Were you tired last night when I was doing our show notes and you didn't even want to fucking text me back, bitch? Because
oh my God.
That's cool.
Why are you looking at me, Sam?
Because every time I'm putting the podcast and posting it, I'm like, God damn it, I got to get, it's always like a rush. And I'm like, oh, I need to teach Scott to fucking do this. Like, I'm so annoyed. And then I write, and then like 30 minutes later, you text me and you're like, oh my God, our show notes are so funny. You're so
funny.
Okay,
well, here's the thing.
But then you had this sentence grammatically
incorrect.
Sarah's not going
to listen. Sarah's...
Oops.
So Sarah's not going to listen to this because she doesn't do anything that doesn't affect her personally. So hi, Sarah. Anyway, what you need to start doing, sorry, Sarah, is what I started doing with Sarah. Sorry, Sarah, that she doesn't know about. You need to start earmuffs. Giving tasks to him that you know he's going to fail at so you can make him feel bad about it.
Look at how mad he is.
I don't fail at life. There is no way.
But I'm just saying, if you want a little bit off your plate, if you're like, hey, write our show notes and I need them by Tuesday, please, that'd be great. And then you don't have them. You're like, I had one thing for you to do. And then you'll
get
your show notes.
Don't get any ideas. You write them super cute. Don't look at me.
You think I'm funny.
I love your show notes so much. They make me want to rip off my shirt and start hitting my chest.
The weird thing is that when I read your show notes, I take my shirt off and start hitting my chest. So, like, I literally cannot believe you just said that.
I should tell you that in a recent podcast, she did post on our Facebook page, you know, with all of our fans who have liked. And if you haven't, go ahead and like the Not According to Plan podcast Facebook page. I'm really good at that. Yeah. Doing this on here.
Very good plug.
Right. Thank you. She goes, and Scott Flannery, tagging me, right, will post his book recommendations here. Have I posted those book recommendations a week later? No.
No. You had one job, Scott. Probably not.
I need to get to that.
Sometimes we'll get email and I'll forward it to him and I'll be like, this is a good one for you to answer.
Yeah.
You go. And then I was like, did you answer? And he's like, yep. And then like 3 days later, you were like, hey, can you send this back to the person who emailed us? Here's my response. And I was like, Scott.
You're Glenn. Like, I just needed you to send a goddamn email. No, I did the same thing. Somebody wrote in to Sarah because Sarah's very outspoken. Like she came out much later in life. Well, relatively. Like it's all different.
But, we should preface that she is also from Kansas City. So yeah. All very like small town, Midwestern. Yeah, yeah. And that's where I'm from. Like everything she talks about, like Cerner and stuff.
Yeah, right.
You're
all of that.
I know all of
totally.
That.
Totally. So she came out much later in life and she spoke to the fact that, like, she never thought she was a lesbian because she just thought she was different. Like, so there was somebody who wrote that neither of us have ever met, and she spoke about how Sarah made her really feel confident and, like, you know, feel like she could be herself and all of these things. And so I was like, Sarah, I cannot write her back. Like, you have to address this one. And I was like, hey, did you write that girl back? No, I'm going to do it today at 3:00. Great. 3:00. Hey, you're writing her back right now, right? Oh, yeah, I'm going to run this one errand and then I'm going to. Hey, are you going to write that girl back? It, like, I literally was like, I'm going to type an email and you just have to approve the verbiage. Like, that we're there. Like, that's what this is. And she eventually was like, no. I want to write her back. But
this is really embarrassing for me because I'm the one who works in corporate America of the two. Okay. And I'm a manager, so I'm doing what you say. I'm always making sure everyone's on top of deadlines, like before the deadline, right? I'm the one who's like, do we need to put a 4-step plan in process for you to meet the deadline? But when it comes to the podcast, I'm just like,
do you know what it is? I just pinned it.
What is it?
Okay, you know how like people in power like to have like really weird sex because they're like so powerful
they
in the workplace.
Like, have a
they
moment
meet,
off.
Yeah. I feel like you're so powerful in the workplace. You're like, you take this.
I'm delegating.
Yeah, you're like, mama don't need this.
And in auditions, I'm like, love me. I'll do anything you want to love me.
I'm like, Sam, isn't this a really good, helpful moment for you to learn about the entertainment industry? That's how I spin it. Like, that is what this is for.
I will say the nice thing is that he comes to you because that's my thing, is that I pay for the sound guy because it's like, I don't want to say cheap in case he happens to
listen. They have a sound guy named Kurt.
Yeah, Kurt. He's like the infamous Kurt. He's like seen or heard but not seen. And Kurt and I fight like fucking crazy. Anyway, so I pay the sound guy and he comes to my apartment. And the trade-off is that Sarah has to come an hour basically to my place. So it's like whenever, like I never want to put like money in her face or anything or like responsibility because I'm like, you're going a significant distance out of the way. You have to take.
Where does she live?
She lives in Brooklyn and I live in Queens, but they're very difficult to get between, even though they're the same body of land.
Right, because the subways, I'm sure there's some transfers.
There's one that goes through Queens to Brooklyn, and I have yet to ever see it run. Like, I have no idea that it actually works.
Because I visited you with our other friend who lived in Brooklyn at the time.
Yep.
And I had to go into
town the city.
And then back
right,
into
yeah,
town.
Transfer, yeah, yeah.
Which yep. I thought was really fun, but it was also, like, a small moment of my day. And I was like, I'm a grown-up woman on the subway.
Exactly. But, like, for Sarah, like, if she wants to come and do the podcast, that's 2 hours, you know, 2.5 hours that she's going to be on the train. So it's significant. Mm-hmm. So we haven't even trade off there. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Like, okay, so that's what I say. I say, Scott's like, thank you so much for doing all this. And I was like, you come to me every week.
Yeah,
don't have to leave my house in LA because if I have to go to your house, I have to find parking.
Where do you live? Mm-hmm.
West Hollywood.
Oh, you live right around here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but people in podcast land, I have a lot of like restricted parking. There's like, I live behind the bars in Boys Town. So there's always like,
there's never
things
parking
going on.
Sure.
So Sam lives in a more quiet part of Hollywood. There's street parking.
Yep.
No, it's the whole thing. Yeah, yeah. She's like,
I don't have to leave my house.
I defer to you. I'm like, what days do you prefer? And then I will come on that day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I just went to a bad place there. But anyway.
Go on. Tell us where you went. I'm like, I will come to you, my child. But intern Sam is our sound queen.
I know. I wrote her once and I was like, why don't you just get a sound guy? Our guy is like fucking cheap and awesome. Like, I'm sure you can find one. She was like, no, I like developing this skill. Like, I like this. It's cool.
Yeah,
and that's a smart way
credit
to do it.
What? Fuck off.
What if you like went through UCLA and you were like, I'm doing my own audio. Can you just like give a bitch a credit? Like, that'd be great.
I mean, intern Sam is good at production and sound, and intern Scott is really good at like really reaching out for those sponsors. Do we have one yet? No. But
we might have our first one.
We might have our first one. I just worked on one and they just said yes.
Stay
tuned.
So
stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Super excited.
We just got our first one too. Yay!
Yay!
You did? Wait, do you want to plug them?
No, because I have to use proper verbiage and I don't have it yet.
Our first sponsor is like, just use our name.
It's like,
well,
a small business.
The company is
very cool. It's a wine subscription service. Mm. So check it out and you'll get your free month for free.
Well, now I'm Facebook. Subscribing. Shit.
Well, don't subscribe to the wine subscription. No, I'll just subscribe to the podcast.
I'm subscribed to your podcast because I want to hear you all so the time.
Is it bad that I'm drinking uppers and downers at the same time?
No. Oh, I just
yeah, it sounded a little aggressive when you say uppers and downers. Yeah.
Why is it I'm drinking them? Like, what am I drinking? Like a Coke milkshake?
Right. Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah.
Earlier, okay. we left to go to breakfast with some people and brunch more because it was like noon.
Yeah.
And we ran into people at my pool at my apartment. Mm. And I was, and we
were. They were so nice. They were like, so nice. Naive. Like, I never ever think people are on drugs. Like, it's just like, no. Not something I think about.
They were like, they were talking to us and they were like, oh my God, you guys are like, what are you guys doing? Da, da, da. It was
they're like we're having a great day. They're tell like, me everything about you. And I'm like, they're so nice. Everything about
but, they were like, this is our dog, Dumpling. And I was like, oh my God, I love him. Obsessed with your dog. He's so cute. He's like a chow mix.
I'm going to like, shake and it by the neck.
His name was, the guy's name was Drew. He's super cute, actually.
Wait, which one is Dumpling? Which one is Drew?
Well, Dumpling.
Can't tell. Well, they're both blonde. They're both blonde. They're both super cute. And they both were pretty much naked. So
so they were in super little swimsuits out of the pool. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, we don't even know what time it is. Like, we haven't slept in like, a day or whatever, and they're like, "We found this guy." They pointed the other cute gay guy at the pool.
We found this guy, and I'm like,
"2 o'clock in the morning, we found this guy."
Yeah, and we haven't slept yet. And I was like, "So you basically just admitted to us that you guys have been having a threesome all night?" I just want to put that out.
100%. That's what they're doing.
Are they still out there?
No.
You're like, want to make it four?
Like, hi, no, we can make this live.
You know what he told me? He was like, I'm between jobs right now, and so if you need a dog sitter, come knock on my door.
You were like,
and I should be like, do you need like a Scott sitter? He's
like. Yes.
Be like, my dog's name is Scott. He's waiting in the apartment. Will you let him out?
Like, he's very thirsty.
So he loves to cuddle.
Don't tell everybody. Both things true. Both things true.
Thirst is real. I hear you.
So we met these guys and we walked away. And I turned to Ashley because we were drinking last night. And I said, hey, if you want to cure your hangover, I bet they'll give you some Coke for free. She was like, oh, I didn't even think
about
that.
I was like, you're right.
Are you kidding me? They're coked up out of their minds.
Out of their minds.
Their eyes are as big as their faces. And they're so excited to talk to us.
I literally am so oblivious to it.
No, like everyone's on drugs.
Yeah. And I never notice it.
No, I'm with you. And I live here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and I live in New York. Like, I get, like,
right,
you know,
we should
like,
know this.
I should be way, or like, people will be like, at dinner with friends, like, having a conversation. And then the next day, they'll be like, oh my God, I was so fucked up at dinner. And I'm like, we talked to 4 hours. Like, I am so thrown off. I have really no idea about anything. And I blame it on being from Missouri. Where are you from?
The South.
Where?
Oh, sorry. I thought you said that. And I was like, oh, are we the same again?
No.
North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like when you're from places where people, oh, I don't know, aren't addicted to opiates, like it's one of those things where like you don't know necessarily how to spot the signs, you know?
Absolutely.
You're just like, you're very happy and awake and enjoying the sun. Like that's what I was like. Drew is enjoying the sun.
What about Dumpling?
Well, I couldn't tell them apart, to be honest. So. One of them was on coke and one of them was enjoying the sun. Okay? Okay, and I couldn't tell
one. One of them was on drugs and one of them was a dog. I
just
know.
Wanted to check in. Just wanted to check in.
Wait, have you ever done coke?
No. But I've done massive amounts of coffee.
You did a massive amount of coffee? Yeah. I have two. One time I had 10 cups of coffee.
Okay.
And I had heart palpitations.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
That's a lot of acid water.
My stomach was like, let's do this.
Body.
Well, no, because there's some coffees that have low acidity.
But you also drink like 8
cups of coffee. It's a diuretic.
I drink 5 a day.
5 coffees?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say I'm about the same. I'm probably like 3. 3 is like a solid day.
Yeah. Ashley and I went to the Grove. If you guys don't know the Grove, it's
a cool shopping center.
It's a tourist trap.
Get the fuck out of here.
It is. There's a Barnes & Noble, which no one goes to anymore.
Because
and then
Walden
a movie
Books
theater.
Closed.
Walden Books is closed.
Oh, my God. Walden Books.
We brought that up in our last podcast. Do you remember Walden Books?
I do remember Walden Books. I had a Walden Books card.
Stop it. Tell us everything you remember about Walden Books.
I loved Walden Books. Okay, so I was a nerd. I like didn't have friends growing up, and I was okay with that. Like, I was the happiest person because I was like, people don't fucking talk to me. Like, it was so nice. So I would my mom would be like, do you want to go shopping? And I'm like, yeah, there's a Walden Books there. Like,
yes.
That was the person that I was. So my mom would like go shop in the mall, sitting in a small space, reading like a douchebag.
Like the beautiful nerd you were.
Aww. The beautiful nerd that I was.
At least she wasn't flipping through Playgirl like I was.
Yeah.
No, I was definitely... No, I wasn't. I was thinking American Girl.
Wait. No. Wait. Here I go really gay. You thought Playgirl was gay? I had a favorite American Girl.
Who was it?
Molly.
Really?
She was best the of fucking than Samantha.
Right? No.
Wait, okay, Samantha, no. Sit down over there.
No.
Wait, where are you going?
I don't know. You lost me there.
Who is your favorite American girl?
I don't know her name, but it wasn't fucking Molly. Okay. I'll play that
Molly
one.
Had the glasses. She was the smart one. She's no. The brunette.
No. Mm-mm.
She there was all about no. Reading.
Tori in bed. I think it was Samantha.
Samantha.
Oh, I think that's right. I think yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, that girl is fucking posh as shit, and I love her.
I begged. Mom, you're listening to this. I begged now. My parents for a Samantha doll. Because, you know, American Girl sent that magazine. Mm-hmm. Like every
oh,
month,
yeah.
That fucking catalog.
I would save up. Because I had a custom doll.
You had a custom doll?
Yeah.
Where is it?
That was my
oh,
life.
It's, oh, it's there.
So
it's
the custom doll, they're your copy.
Oh, it's there.
So you pick your eyes.
I know. I don't know why you're telling me. Tell the audience. Because I sure as hell wanted one.
You're like, can I cut her hair?
Can I make her a he? Can Molly be trans? Is that a thing? I loved her so much. Mal-he.
I wanted an American Girl doll so bad, and I begged for one. But that bitch was like $150. And my family was supporting three children. There's no way they needed to spend $100
yeah,
plus.
I got an American Girl doll for Christmas, and it was a customized one, which, to be honest, I was super pissed about. I really wanted a non-customizable one, which, like, as an adult, you're probably like, oh, I'm going to give her the more expensive one. But like as a kid, mm-hmm. You just want the one where you can like go to your friends and be like, I have Molly. I have Sam. Like I have, you know what I mean? Like it was kind of annoying to be like, I have me. Like, ugh. Like you don't, guys don't even like me personally. Right. Like, you're not going to like me as a doll.
Yeah,
like,
you just said you have no friends. Who are you talking to?
Yeah,
like, it's not like, as fun taking your customized
toy like,
to the
bookstore.
Which
one do you have? And I'm like, me.
Yeah, what books were you in?
But
none
I'm,
of
okay,
them.
Okay, so I would literally like save up my money for like that shit in the catalog. I had the bed, I had the closet,
oh
I had like
God.
Outfits.
Scott and I are jaw hanging staring at her right now because
I really
we're so
am
jealous.
About this.
I probably could have
so
moved
jealous.
To New York a lot sooner had I saved all the money that I spent on American Girl doll things when I was a kid, but like I loved that shit so much. I'm not kidding. Every time I got the catalog, I was like, okay, I have $78 saved. What can I do? I buy a full bed or do I buy 10 outfits? Like, what do I do? Not 10 outfits. That would never happen. But like three. I don't
right.
know. But
and
yeah.
Those dolls are huge. They're what, like 2 feet tall? Well, that's a little large. A foot and a half? But
no.
They're like big, right?
Like, no. Mm-mm.
No?
They're like this. They're like nine
that's a
inches.
Foot.
Okay. 10
oh, okay.
inches.
Okay.
I don't know. A little bit larger than...
Like, I just felt like they were a little bit here. Bigger because when you say outfits, I felt like it was a big to-do. Like you
no,
had
no,
to
no
like
it was like a doll.
Well, they oh, were expensive. Okay.
And they
okay.
were expensive
as fuck.
And they were so cute.
Okay.
Like so cute.
I know that I'm going to be a good mother because my American Girl doll had a better life than I did. Like, that's what I'm... Like, she had trendier clothes. She had a better bed. Like, I was like, I want to give you the world. Like, mm-hmm. I was trained mm-hmm. quite well. Or maybe I just gave too much to my American Girl, my girl doll that when my children were born, I'm like, I already gave enough. Like, calm down. Like,
can you fit in these clothes? If not, we're out.
I mean, I never had an American Girl doll, but I have a confession to make.
These are my confessions.
I did play with my mom's Barbie doll from the 1960s.
No, I love that.
Do you like that?
I love that.
I did. Here's what happened. So they had like a carrying case back in the day. Like
yeah,
you put
yeah.
The Barbie in it. And it was like her closet when you opened it
totally.
Up.
Totally. Yeah.
Right?
Oh my God. No, I totally know what you're talking
about.
You know
what I'm
talking
it
about? It was like pink. It almost looked like a really tall closet.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
the doors
yeah.
open. They had like the little hangers.
The little hangers.
I had
yeah,
it
yeah.
too. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yes,
I know
yes,
exactly
yes,
what
yes,
you're
yes.
talking about.
Okay. So my mom, that was like the only thing she kept
it
from her childhood.
It almost looked like it was like from Beauty and the Beast. Like
yes.
It was like, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. We had the same thing.
I had to like ask my mom. She's like brushing her hair in the morning. And this is me like in kindergarten. I'm like, can I play with your Barbie? And she goes, sure. Like, my mom had no idea I was gay until I came out. I have no idea why. But, no, yeah, I know. Sam's looking at me. Weird. And so I'd, like, dress and redress her Barbie. And my favorite outfit was, like, the gown that had, like, the boobs showing. And mm-hmm, it was, like, a mm-hmm. black sequin thing. And I put her high heels on. I'm walking her to
right.
the ball. I'm like, now that I'm discussing this on a podcast, I feel like my masculinity is completely gone. but
it's
I will
just,
have you know.
It's just interesting that she, like, looked at her son dressing up her Barbie dolls and gowns and was like, he's going to fuck a girl one day.
I mean, I was sensitive, you know?
Yeah.
I knew what the girl needed. I knew what she
you
needed
were.
To be dressed in.
Yeah.
No, but I was thinking
you
back to
eye.
When you're like, I had the catalogs and I was thinking through and like, she kept the catalogs. So
whoa.
Like in the closet were like the old catalogs where it's like $10, which, you know, is like $400 today. Yeah. And it's like $10 for these fake pumps. And I'm like, you should have bought those. Those are cute. I know.
Or like, you're like flipping through a catalog. Literally, this stuff is so expensive. I think these beds were expensive. Like 60, 70 Jesus. Bucks. Or so. It's ridiculous. So like, you're flipping through and it's like, oh, this outfit is $35. Blah, 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 blah. Like, if you want the full room, it's your firstborn child. Like, it's like so ridiculous. It's so expensive.
Right.
But I loved it. But okay, so like, you didn't have the American Girl doll experience. Did you have a Barbie Jeep?
Like I have a story about
like
that
you
too.
Drove
She's yourself? Looking at Sam right now.
Yes, but I knew mom,
you
don't
did.
Get,
I knew
hold
you
on,
did.
Hold on, but mom, don't get mad. I don't remember if it was off brand or not.
Okay, no, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because
we were like big garage sale, like off brand family.
Totally, I don't hate on it.
No,
but I have noticed if you're a Barbie Jeep person, you normally didn't get the American Girl, and if you were an American Girl, you had the Barbie Jeep. And I swear to you, ask anybody, nobody has both unless they're Raph, rich as fuck. And I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a Barbie Jeep, and all I wanted was a Barbie Jeep, but the grass always greener on the other side. So I underappreciated my Barbie doll because I didn't realize what I had.
You're one or the other.
Interesting.
Oh my God. There's a lot of things flashing back. I mean, it might be the margaritas, it might be your beauty. I don't know what it is, but
it's I need to tell you,
it's a little bit of both. I had both. Well, I didn't have the American Girl doll. I had the 60s Barbie, but then my next door neighbor, Sarah, so funny enough, not your
co-host. Not my Sarah.
Not your Sarah.
I feel like
Sarah.
The Sarah you're talking about doesn't have an H in her name.
She does.
You know how you know?
I knew it. I just knew it. I don't know why. I swear to you, I knew it. I knew it. I don't know what it is. I have a gift, and I know when Sarahs don't have an H in their name.
Did your
I
mom also
it.
Have that gift? Did your mom same day?
I don't know. Let me call her.
Okay.
What if she's like, I was just thinking about that.
You're going to text from your mom. She's be like, hey, you know that girl?
She's like, what if I looked at my phone right now, and she was like, Ashley, I also know Sarahs don't have an H in their name.
Mom! I would die. No, but this Sarah, she had a Barbie Jeep, but I had a real Jeep. A masculine Jeep. Like the red and black one.
Yeah.
So I would drive around our neighborhood mm-hmm. in the Jeep, and I'm like, but I want to ride in your pink one. Mm. And then, like that.
And did you have like the stickers? Like you could put like stickers on them, and they
you
would
know
like,
what
flames.
Drove me crazy? When they gave the indentation of where the sticker should go.
Oh,
and the
yeah.
person
oh, yeah,
put
so
it like
annoying.
Slightly askew. I was like, make it fit in the hole.
Right.
No. I was even more annoyed. I was like, don't even touch the hole. Like, which has now carried over into my personal life. But my point is like, don't tell me where to put my fucking stickers. Okay.
Right.
It's
well,
true.
Well,
it was like a one size fits all.
They were trying to help you out. But when we were done riding the Jeeps, you know what I did? I played
it?
With those. Well, I didn't crash it. No, because I knew how to drive. I was great. I was not a woman driver. I said it. but then we went to work on Lee press-on nails.
Ooh.
Do you remember like the little kid thing in the 80s where you like had it was like the dryer. It was like fake paint.
Yeah,
like you didn't really paint your nails, but it was the real dryer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I did that with Sarah. We painted our nails. I always had clear, obviously, because I was masculine.
You had to.
It's so hard to take you seriously because you're literally wearing a Ninja Turtle tank top in my house.
I look gorgeous.
How do we not know
you look
that
amazing.
You were gay,
thank you. I played with Barbie Jeep.
If I was a gay man slash me as I am in this moment, I would make out with you.
Put the microphone down.
Do it.
I'm actually very tempted because you are so beautiful. I can't take it.
I look literally like shit right now.
No, you have a messy bun. You have the cute smile. Shut the fuck up.
I have no makeup on. I'm sweaty AF. And
every one of us is a hot mess. Ashley hasn't showered. I went to hot yoga on a 90-degree day. Scott was at a pool party. We're all
I have two coatings of NOAD sunscreen on me and a little bit of sweat mixed in.
They still make NOAD?
NOAD is the best sunscreen. Not only is the top rated Consumer Reports sunscreen for you, but
Scott
also
loves Consumer Reports.
Love me some ratings. If you're a redhead, you can tan with NOAD. NOAD, you can sponsor us even though you don't buy advertisements. That's why
I have
NOAD.
No idea what NOAD is.
Yes, you do. You've seen it before. I swear.
I'm about to break it out of my backpack. I have it right now.
Can you? Because
sure,
Mama doesn't know
yeah.
what the
yeah,
fuck you're
talking
about.
I'll get it at the end of the podcast for sure.
Great.
Yeah, but they do not advertise, but it's the best formula of sunscreen on the market because they save all of their advertising dollars to put it into.
Rebecca Minkoff doesn't advertise.
They Who's do not. That? Oh, wait. No, I know them.
They literally don't buy advertising dollars.
There you go.
But yeah.
Ooh.
Ashley's in fashion.
She's
kind of a big deal, you guys.
Fashion. Okay, so what's new? What should we be looking out for?
Do you want to know the top trends for spring?
Yes.
Yes, we do. Because we're very behind in LA. Okay.
Can I guess what they? Can I guess one of them?
Yeah, I don't know what they are yet. I'm trying to think of what I need to tell you about.
You should have seen her face, podcast land. She was ready.
Denim. I thought this was
denim,
a quiz.
Denim is definitely a number one.
For spring, it's so hot.
Doesn't matter.
She means jorts.
Well, denim bags also. There's going to be a lot of denim backpacks, a lot of denim totes.
I had a denim backpack in eighth grade.
Yeah, very big.
Break it back out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Velvet.
No.
Get out of this apartment.
Yeah.
I mean, studio.
The lace up thing is still a big thing down the top.
The lace up.
Yeah, where
it's
you,
very
like down the top.
Kendall, Kylie, like Kardashian.
So it's like a
Jenner.
Reverse corset.
It's a big like Zara thing. Corsets are huge for spring.
Wait, really?
Oh my God.
Shrink
a lot
that
of people.
Chest.
A lot of people are putting them on T-shirts. So like you'll buy a T-shirt and there will be like a corset at the bottom and it'll like cinch up the bottom, whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm like, will I cover my stomach? And they're like, probably not yours.
Can you riddle me this, Batwoman? Can you tell me why? I think it's mostly gay guys, but we'll just go with everyone in the world. Are wearing these shirts like from Urban Outfitters where the tail of the shirt goes to like between your waist and your knees, and it like so the hem is like way far down. It comes up to your hip and it goes back to cover your butt. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I love those.
Okay, why is that in?
Because it's cute.
It's not cute because it makes you look like a like an idiot who doesn't know how to hem your clothing to where you can see the goods.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, you're in fashion. I'm not. So maybe you're right.
The thing, hem. Listen, it's like Aristotle also said. What goes around comes around, especially when it comes to hemlines. Okay,
oh
so God. Things fluctuate. Off the shoulder is still a major thing.
That's
like
a thing.
Oh, yeah, the okay. exposing. Anyway.
I like it off the shoulder. I mean, much like my weight on a daily basis, life is fluctuating.
Oh, yeah. Bless you, child.
Yeah, hard yes. Mm-hmm. Hard yes.
Oh, my God.
Totally. I
okay, so I'll be
agree.
Wearing some denim corsetted
off
low
the shoulder.
Hip line, off the shoulder
outfits.
Ensemble.
Yeah, okay. It'll be great.
Okay. You're going to beat all the fashions in LA. I want you guys to talk about dating apps because I don't want to skip this because it's very important to me.
Yeah.
So...
Because I'm Saf.
She's Saffy as fuck. So.
What?
Ditto. We made up the word lich on this
lich?
Podcast. For literally.
Lich!
And everyone loves it.
Lich! It's like lich. Blah, 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 blah. I told him it's like fetch and it's not happening.
Oh, it definitely happens and it's in our reviews. People are
I
like, it's
know.
Lich, the best podcast.
I don't know if it will work, but I'm here
I'm
to support it.
I'm out of the studio. I'm not afraid to do it.
What dating apps do you use in New York City? How does it work? Mm-hmm. And do you like them? And I'm going to refill our margaritas in some fashion while that's happening.
Yes, please.
Keep going.
I recently have gotten back on Tinder.
Mm.
And to be honest, I'm extremely impressed.
Wait, really?
I'm having a great Tinder moment.
Okay, so...
So here's the thing about Tinder. Uh-huh. This is what I feel like happened. I feel like Tinder graduated from college, okay?
Okay.
Like, Tinder was fucking everybody.
Okay.
And now is like, I got a big kid job and I live by myself. I should probably find a girlfriend. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of like what Tinder went through,
mm-hmm.
okay? And everybody on there is like leading with like, I'm looking for a relationship.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, for sure. Like,
okay.
I have had the occasional like, want to meet up tonight and
yeah.
I'm like, but that could happen anywhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people are like proving themselves on there.
Mm-hmm.
And really hot guys.
Yeah,
I still don't think it's my favorite. Bumble is definitely my favorite for many reasons. Do gay people use Bumble? I feel like it's like a girl thing.
No, I've used it. Yeah, you can be gay, a gay male, and use it. But
I feel like the premise of it is kind of more helpful for women.
Right. So there's no like the woman reaches out first.
Right.
It's just the second person to match reaches out first.
Really?
Yeah.
So for people who may not use dating apps because you're happy, the whole premise of Bumble is that, or for like straight people on Bumble, is that a guy and a girl will match and the woman has to make the first move
mm-hmm.
or conversation cannot happen together.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I like it because a lot of times, and I'm sure you experience this too, you match with someone and then you're like, fuck, why did I do that? Like, I don't really want to talk to you. And then you
right.
have to like diss them or like unmatch with them and they know. Like, it's like a whole thing. So I can just like not say anything to them because I'm like, yeah, I was a little bit like drunk goggles on for that one. Like, maybe didn't want to actually match with that person. So that's kind of nice. Do you guys have the League out here?
I'm on the League.
Because I love the League. Ish.
Well, okay, let's.
You did?
Down. I graduated from Harvard.
You went to Harvard?
I did.
I had a guest on my podcast who went to Harvard.
Did you?
Yeah.
You should have a second one.
I would love to. His name is Harrison Greenbaum. He's a comedian.
Harrison.
Harrison.
That's a real name.
Yeah, he is a Harvard grad.
Okay.
With a name like Harrison.
Can he like socially continue conversations or is he like you need to
No,
push
no, no. He's hilarious. Okay. He's a stand-up comic.
Harvard grad comic? I'm in. Is he single and gay?
He is single and not gay.
Bye, Harrison.
Yeah, I went on a couple dates with him. That's how I met him.
Oh, bless you, child.
It didn't work. Not for any other reason than the fact that I just didn't want a real relationship. I just wanted to like go on dates.
Got it.
But great guy. So anyway.
So you're on the league.
So I like the league. Okay, so here's the thing. So for people who are on dating apps, the league is a premise where people like come on the app, whatever, and they have to have gone to an Ivy League school or be invited by somebody who came from an Ivy League school or something like that. So it's like, it's basically like the guys have big kid jobs and the girls have to be like go through a filter almost. Like they look at your Facebook, they look at your social media, like they check you the fuck out to make sure that you're like good to be on the league. So everybody's kind of like vetted. Right. Mm-hmm. So I like it for that reason. Like you are a functioning.
Jobs.
Yeah. You're a functioning member of society. You're great. Whatever. And then also the only thing that I don't like about the league is that you can only really have talk to six people a day.
That wait, really?
Yeah. They only show you five
with
people.
Everybody.
Clearly, that's never been an issue.
I'm matching with literally nobody. Nobody on the league. People on the league are like, no. And people on Tinder are like, yeah. Like, that's where I'm at in my life. Where I'm, like, good on Tinder and bad on the league. Like, I need to, like, up my standards a little bit. But yeah. So, I do like the league, though. I feel like guys are like, I don't know. I just, like, I'm sick of dating apps in general. / dating / like, just existing as a person. But,
no.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
About the last part. But I am kind of sick of dating.
I'm sick of dating too. I just broke out my phone because when you were talking about Tinder, I'm like, I haven't been on Tinder in a hot minute, but they had a podcast.
What?
Did you
know this?
There's
a Tinder podcast?
There's a Tinder sponsored podcast by Gimlet Media, which is.
You love Gimlet Media.
I like love Gimlet Media like I'm someone I want to marry.
Who are you dating at Gimlet Media that you're trying to like make this a serious thing?
No one. We'd be sponsored by them.
Nobody.
On their website.
They did their what is it called when you do like promotional podcasts? It's like sponsored media or I'm trying to use buzzwords. I don't even know.
No,
it
sounds
matter.
Right.
Sponsored media. And so it's called DTR. So if you're interested, DTR is the name of the podcast that Tinder
down to
relationship. Huh. Down to relationship.
Okay.
And it's Gimlet Media produced it, but Tinder obviously hired them to do this. Anyway, okay. It's like five episodes and it's about dating on Tinder.
Okay.
Which is super, super awesome because it's about the first episode is called Hey. And it's all about the
opening line.
Yeah, the opening line. They're like, they interview guys and girls and gays and straights. And they're like, what's your perception with, hey? Oh my God, it was a great episode. Because I'm like, fuck the hey. Like just.
I hate hey.
I hate hey. Wait, do you hate the cereal hey? Just kidding. Did you like how I brought another podcast into it? Cereal. The girl's name is hey. Okay. No.
Oh yeah, you're right. That Asian.
Mm-hmm. No, may she rest in peace.
It's clicking. Mm-hmm. It's clicking.
Yeah
there it
is.
I get it.
Anyway, so yeah, DTR is like a super great, if you're with us and you're on the podcast or in podcast world, if you're on the dating apps, that's a really good podcast to listen to.
What's your line?
Like when I want to say hi to somebody?
Yeah.
I actually read their podcast.
Their bio.
Podcast.
I like read their audio and it's like really informational.
I'm not cutting like that totally out. That's it. Real good.
I have one of our studio dogs on my lap and he got me distracted. So
it's
okay.
That or the tequila. Keep going.
It's one or the other.
He's a stog.
So Lovino, he's super cute.
So Lovino.
Ooh, you sound nice.
Thank you so much. That's so nice.
I'll read their bio and just think of something that I think I can relate to.
Oh my God, I do the same thing. So you make it personal every time.
Yeah.
So my friend was like, no, you have to have a stock one. And I'm like, that is not how you start a relationship, okay? Like, there's no meet cute where you're like, hi, how are you? How's your week? No, like,
I hate
not.
That.
How you doing? Are you having fun this weekend? No. Fuck you. No.
Yeah.
You have to say something. Like, look at their pictures and be like, oh my God, that looks like you had so much fun on that trip. Is that in Cuba? I can't tell. Like, something like that.
Look at you.
You don't know this. I applied. I have, like, flex jobs, which is, like, online jobs you can, like, randomly apply for all the time. Okay. I applied to be an online dater. So there's a website where they
hold on. Mm-hmm. You want to get paid for what I do in my life.
Yes, but to do it for other people.
So you could be my online dater.
Professionally.
Yes. Mother of Jesus.
So here's how this works. Right now, this website is only for guys. I don't know why. But
sexism.
Fucking bullshit. They're probably making more money, too. So
they're like, women can join, but it's 60% of the prize. And you're like, great.
I wanted to pay twice as much for half the results. So you give them, we have this phone call with someone from the company. You mm-hmm. give them you answer all these questions about yourself as you go. You give them like a handful of pictures and they create your online dating profiles. And then when you match with someone, they go in as this company. Like if they would have hired me, I would go in as the company and I would chat with people for that guy. So let's say like some dude came in. And it's very, very lucrative and very popular. So a lot of guys are doing this. So they would hire us and we would be their person.
Men.
And we would go in and they'd be like, I don't have time for this. And so we would use their personality traits that we picked up in this conversation, in these like detailed facts we have. And we would utilize it to chat with other people in the way in which we think they would talk-ish, but like more charmingly. Hmm. And kind of like have conversations. And then we would set them up. We would present this. Here's the people we're talking to right now. And they would pick which ones they want to go to date on. And we would make it happen.
Isn't that nuts?
That's a job.
I know. Sorry, Ashley and I were looking at each other like death to that job.
But like I would have a lot of fun doing it because I never got to use dating apps for myself.
I'm very conflicted because that sounds so much fun for you.
That's what I said.
And also, fuck literally everybody that uses that service.
I know, right?
Like, everybody.
I am very angry mm-hmm. at those people.
And it's
like,
real.
That's why I don't want to date online. Like, I have this thing where I'm like, you know what? I just want to meet people in real life and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, wait, but like, I'm not social and I don't go anywhere and I only work. Oh. And it's like,
I'm like obsessed with you right now. Okay, let me paint this picture. You and I met 4 minutes before we started recording. This is our blind date.
If that.
Because Ashley was not on time.
I literally, I was late. I came in and was like, I gotta pee.
And I was like, I've never met you before. Go piss. Bye.
You're like, you're cute. And I was like, urine.
And this is like the best date I've ever had.
Thank you.
No, like,
can
if
you tell
you
that
a man,
to 90 people in my phone contacts?
God bless you, child.
All the guys in your phone with a B next to their name.
It's a real thing.
Why do you put a B next to their
no,
name?
No, I know.
So she knows it's Bumble. Oh my God, oh I my knew God, that.
I cannot
Stop
believe
it.
That you knew that. I have a B.
Stop
I have a
it.
B. I have a B for Bumble and a flame for Tinder.
Yep. I knew that.
Oh,
we've never even talked about that.
We've literally never talked about
that. I knew
it. My whole phone is like bees and flames.
Oh my God.
Like books for the league. Like
books for the league. That's cute. And actually, that's cute that you get off the apps because I'm on the league and haven't. Nope. I've had one date in like 4 months on the league.
I think there's one person on the league in my phone contacts.
Oh, God. Ugh.
But I have to, I have such a bad memory. I have to like name these people in my phone is like right. how I met them. So it's like the guy at the bar who was drinking this one weird drink and had blah, 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 blah. So like if you go to the guy section of my contacts, it's like the guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy. And I'm like, man, I have a lot of guys that never, my conversion rate is low is what I'm trying to say.
See, you're funny because I love that you have those icons that help you. Mm-hmm. For me, so I have an iPhone and you can put a first, a last name, and a company.
Oh.
And on company, but I love how in an iPhone, in the company, you can put, you know, whatever company they are and then search for those words to find their name. So if you're like me, you're like, okay, I met someone at the bar and I'll be like, cute, brunette, works at Amazon, drank a margarita or whatever like the defining characteristics are. Yeah. So like 2 days later, if I'm like, Wait, who's that guy? Oh, I just remember he had a margarita. I'll start typing margarita.
Mm-hmm.
And boom, there he is. He pops up. But then I know his name because I saved his name when I met him. Mm. So then it's like, I can be like, oh, hi, Paul. Even though I didn't remember.
Man, you did this right. How old are you?
Mm-hmm. 34.
Yeah, you have a little bit more years in the game than I do.
Wait, I can't ask you. Whatever. No. How old are you?
I don't give a shit. I'm 28. I'll be 29 in like 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. So you're the bottom of my age group, so we can date.
April 14th.
Okay, so there's...
You're at the top of mine. I don't like 30. 35 is like my cap.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I'll tell you why. We had this conversation recently about how late we'd go. And
we did. Episode 17?
Yep. My thing is that I want to have kids in like 2 years minimum after meeting somebody. Minimum.
Okay. Minimum. That works. So like then or meet later.
You and then 2 years. Yeah.
Okay.
So my thing is that if I meet someone who's 35, I'm like, you're going to want to have kids like right away. And like, then you're going to be 37 if you do it by my thing. And like, you're kind of old.
You're already in the grave at that point.
Like, come on. Like, yeah, literally like I already have to like, set aside life insurance for you. So
super looking forward to that part of my life.
I'm almost there, so.
So I try. I always say like 32, 33, 34. That's like the sweet spot.
That's a good spot.
I like 30s.
I do not date guys in their 20s. Hard no.
So that's what we talked about because I said, I was like, if they're 25 and up.
Oh, fuck no. If you're 25, you might as well be 11.
But I said, I was like, 23 is so close to 22, which is close to 21, which is close to like not being legal.
Right.
It hurts my brain.
I went out. He doesn't listen to podcasts. I went out with
a 24-year-old.
And I was like, he's super cute, super into like getting to know me.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, but you're 24, right? Like when I met him, I go, but you're 24.
Right.
And then I hear in the back of my mind a friend who once goes, don't be an ageist. Like, don't assume someone who is young.
I mean, don't be ageist for like a 45-year-old.
I was going to say, an ageist is like, don't tell a 70-year-old not to run a fucking marathon. Not like, don't date somebody who like isn't cognizantly available.
Yeah,
like,
if it's you a little bit of a difference. Just got off your parents' health insurance, maybe they're not your prime candidate.
Okay. Well, yeah, and you both are right. But I gave him the benefit of the doubt. We had a great time. But then he had to cancel plans 2 times in a row, and by he had to cancel, I mean 1 hour prior.
Because he couldn't wake up for them.
Because he was hung over from the night before.
So I'm one of those people, like, unless you are, like, so obsessed with me that you would, like, die for me in any sort of reason, I don't want to date you, which is probably why I'm single. Like, you need to be, like, I am so in love with you, which is probably never going to work because I... shower people with emotion, and those are not the people that die for women.
It's a little aggressive. Okay.
So I'm a little conflicted here. However, the thing is, if I ever met somebody and they're like, I'm a little too hungover to come meet you, I'd be like, literally never talk to me again because I should be like the best fucking part of your day. You should be like, I don't care how hungover I am. I need to see you because you make me smile.
And well, if you can't see someone when you're hungover, you can't see them ever.
Well, right. And if you don't want to see somebody, you don't want to see them.
That's like, correct too. That's period. What I say. That's what
you
I say.
You know what I mean? Like, yep. It, period. Like, we all know that person that like, no matter how the fuck you feel, if they call you, you are going.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
We all have that person.
Yes.
So until you find that person, I'm like, no. Like, you love me or you don't, and then that's it.
Amen.
At this point, it's just you don't, and that's fine.
And that's fine. And I would rather you just be like, I'm sorry, I just, you know, I'm not into it. And I go, that's fine, because you're opening me up to be emotionally available for someone else.
Totally.
And you're opening yourself up to be emotionally available for someone else.
Totally.
And so, you know, to your point of which dating apps are we on, I think you're on more than me now, because I got off everything but the league.
You did?
Yes. I got off everything.
Oh,
I'm off everything. The only reason I got on Bumble is because I'm in a new city. And the thing is, I think I don't like Bumble in New York because I mean, went through everybody.
As
I'm
one
like,
does.
I'm like, I've seen all these fucking people. But being in New York or being in LA, I was like, oh, well, there's a whole new dating pool. So I told Sam the trick is that you have to log into Bumble when you're in a new city and let it sit for a minute because they have to find you, right?
That sounds like, very grindery. Continue.
You have to just like let it sit. Okay, so I'm in LA.
So you marinate.
You marinate.
Let people swipe on you, okay? Because my thing is that my ego is like it's like a fine little piece of glass. Okay. It's like very easy to shatter. Aww. So, my thing, no, it's not sad. It's,
I just fucking love Ashley.
I'm just saying. Yeah, you would. So I get on Bumble and I'm like, I'm just going to let it sit, because if I got on Bumble right away, nobody has seen me. Nobody can swipe on me. So if I'm swiping on people and they're not like matching with them,
yeah,
I would have cried. So
you are so smart.
So I just like let it sit. And then I went back to it like a few hours later and was like swiping, and it was like match, match, match. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. I felt like I was at the casino, yeah, and I like brought $100 and walked out with like $3,000. I was like, I've had a great day. Like, it is good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you go to a new city, you like marinate in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then you basically, and then you decide to like
for location based apps.
Got it.
Yes. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'll tell you the analogy. The analogy is this. If you, it would be like you go to a pool, okay, mm-hmm, and instead of going and showing your presence and how glorious you look and sitting, you can do one of two things. You can either go around to all the guys there and be like, do I look hot? 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 Or you can show up, you can lay your things down, you can go sit on the edge of the pool and flip your little legs back and forth, and then all of a sudden, the guys will come to you. And you can be like, oh my God, I am hot.
Oh, I love
it. I love how you just flipped your hair when you did that. I wish
people
could see
that. It's better for it to happen than to ask for it.
Right.
Right? So.
But I will say, not to crush your dreams and your hopes and your wishes and your concerns, but this last week, I just had two different first dates. Both of them stood me up.
Really? With that, okay, that's the second time we've done that today.
I know. We lived together for way too long.
I love this. I love that I give you such dramatics that you gasp at the same time.
That is horrifying.
That's bad.
Yeah. Like, and I consider...
I want to know what you call stood up. Because
right. I have to make it slightly more dramatic because this is on radio. But, you know, they canceled 1 hour prior. That's standing up.
It is standing up, but like I was so horrified because I imagined you sitting and waiting.
Which does make it worse.
I pictured you like in a movie where you order a glass of wine, you just sit at the table and the waiter comes.
That
is
okay. So maybe I made that too dramatic.
No. I love dramatic. Oh my God, make it more.
Okay, thank you. But yeah, I cancel an hour prior. The 24-year-old did that, but that's not included in the two this week. So that's three recently.
Because here's the thing. An hour prior, you're already there because you have to, half an hour of that is travel.
Right.
So like, come on. So basically, like, if I've already showered, fuck you.
You stand me up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And so to
like
your
if
point.
You text, like, if we had plans at like 6 p.m. and you texted me at like 11 a.m. and you were like, listen, something came up. I have a family member in town. I have to go to this dinner. I'd be like, oh, that's annoying, but you're not standing me up.
Right.
But if you text me an hour prior and you're like, oh my God, I totally forgot to tell you I have this blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, fuck you. You didn't even think of me.
Right. And this is my problem is like one of them, we had planned the date the day before. I go, you knew all of your plans. You knew what was happening in the next 24 hours. Just get out of here.
Well, and it's like a job interview. Like, well, okay, follow me here. Because here's the thing. Like, let's say you have a job interview at 9 o'clock in the morning and you're in the night before, you have one of two choices. You can be drinking with your friends and you can be like, oh my God, I need to like stop at some point. And, I need to like, you know, be rested and good for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can be like, fuck it. I don't even care if I get the job anyway. Let's get blacked out and I'll just see how it goes tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I want to marry number one.
Me too.
You know?
And as a recruiter, I appreciate those interviewees.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't want the guy who's like, yeah, fuck that girl. Like, I'm just going to get blacked out and I'm going to show up. And if she doesn't like me, bleh. Like, no, I don't want that. I want the guy who's like,
get out of here.
I know what I want to wear. I want to be present. I know how I Googled good things to talk about on a first date.
You're
like,
adorable.
Come on. Like, I want the guy to like, I don't know, sleep.
Beforehand.
Right.
I don't want to date Drew is what I'm trying to say.
Or Dumpling.
No, I would take Dumpling. It was a really cute dog.
I'm like stuck on Dumpling. It's such a cute name. Wait, so Ashley, I feel like you and I are one the same. I may have Googled topics of a first date prior, but now
every single person has done that.
Yeah, and now that I'm a recruiter, it's super easy because I can just use, you know, my interview questions.
Yeah.
But I also just want to be like, let me ask you, when do you sleep with someone you're interested in?
Oh, I'm the wrong person to ask.
No, you're the right person to ask.
I like don't sleep with anybody.
So you go 3 years without sleeping with them?
No.
Oh, okay. But I mean, you can be a virgin at marriage. It's allowed.
I put people through the fucking ringer, though. Mm-hmm. Like, it takes me a sign. I would say I have never met somebody. I've maybe met two people through a dating app that it got to a point where I felt comfortable sleeping with them.
And how long did you date them?
One of them was like six dates. And then the other one, it was a weird scenario because it was like, stopped talking. And then we hooked up and started talking again.
It's like over a period of time.
Yeah. But like, we talked about this yesterday. Like, I can't sleep with people. Like, you have to be like a friend to me for me to like sleep with you. Like, yeah. I can't sleep with strangers. I can't have one night stands. I can't meet somebody and sleep with them right away. Like,
I'm the same way. My body doesn't respond unless I'm in the very comfortable situation.
Totally.
I'm like, this is not, nothing about this is fun for me. It's not fun at all. To do with this.
And I'm sorry, but like, first sex is the worst sex you will ever have in your fucking life. It is the worst ever. So my thing is like, I would rather have less bad sex personally. So like, I'm not gonna have all of this first sex and just have bad sex all the fucking time. Like, I would just rather only have sex with the best person I've ever had sex with, which is myself, and like then meet somebody and be like, I would love to have terrible first sex with you.
Like, I look at you and I'm like, I'm willing to go past the shit for this.
Yeah, like, and I will say, like I said to this one guy who I was talking to, and I was like, you know, I was like, first sex is always the worst. And I'm like, so I'll do this with you. Like, let's get through this, you know, because you have to like learn people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you don't know it, you know? Right. And then, oh my God. And it was the worst sex I've ever had in my life. It was really bad. I actually stopped talking to him because of it.
Oh no.
Okay. Bye.
It was really weird. He like told me he wanted me to breathe in his mouth. Like, he held my face. It's like the funniest story in the world.
Go on.
He held my face like this. Like, I'm pinching my cheeks together to make like a circle in my lips. And literally, like, he was like, breathe in my mouth. And I was like, no, like squirming, trying to get away from him.
Right.
And he was like, whoo, whoo, and my cheeks were like blowing up.
Wait,
blowing
was he
up.
Doing like CPR to you?
It was like CPR. That's I've tried to find a way to describe it. That's exactly what it was. Ugh. And I was like, no. And he like loved it. And I was like, that's so fucking weird. So I couldn't anymore. It was so
I understand
bizarre.
Why you would stop talking to that person.
Right.
Well, and he like kept like hitting me with his dick throughout the night, trying to have sex with me
boom,
again. And
boom,
I was like,
boom, boom.
He was like, hey. Hey, and I'm like, I'm trying to fucking sleep. Don't do this. Don't do
it's
this.
It's like he's poking you on Facebook. Remember the Facebook
oh,
posts?
Oh, yeah. They still have them.
I like him so much.
I mean,
so much.
Can we just give him one moment of like positive reinforcement? Good for you for saying what you wanted.
Totally. 100%.
Yes. I'm going to give him that.
You get props for asking for what you wanted.
He felt that comfortable. He wanted that.
But you also get not a second date because, or whatever. You don't get an ongoing relationship because it doesn't mesh with what she wants.
So here, well, right. Hold on though. Here's the other thing. I feel like everybody.
She does like breathing in his mouth.
No.
She likes CPR sex.
No, but I still think it was a bad.
CPR sex.
That's exactly what it was. Here's the thing.
He did chest compressions after a few breaths.
We filled up that chest with some compressions, girl.
I was like, homeboy, I'll be breathing okay. All right. I don't need your help. No, but here's the thing. It's like everybody has weird sex things. Okay. Everybody does. Everybody fucking does. Yeah. So it's like, can you like sidebar those things for like just the first one?
For the first one. So, right.
So you need to like unbuckle it slowly.
And a lot of other weird shit happened that I don't even want to go into, but like it was a very strange sexual experience for me. And I love sexual experiences that are strange. And this was like weird for me. So I'm just letting everybody know that says something. Mm-hmm. So the thing is that he was like, I want to see you again. And so I was like, I have one or two options. I can ignore him or I can be like, I'm just going to be upfront with you. So I was like, I'm just going to tell him, you know, I'm just going to say something. So I was like, listen, I felt very uncomfortable in our sexuality experience that we
good
shared.
Good for you.
And I, because I was like, I want him to know because maybe nobody ever fucking told him. I was like, listen, it was our first time. I wish that it was like a little bit more vanilla just so that until we got to know each other a little bit better sexually. And
you got to test out the waters before you jump in face first.
Yeah. Right. Or like mouth first. Like it's just like, So I was like, I just wanted to tell you, and it made me feel very uncomfortable, and I don't think that I'm really ready for this to, like, continue, but I'd love for us to, like, be friends if that's possible. And he wrote me back, and he was like, I have enough friends, and also you obviously aren't as sexually advanced as I'd want.
And I was like, oh, look, Mama got shamed. Mama got anti-slut shamed.
Like anti-slut. You know what?
Like, I'm not slutty enough.
I don't even like him.
Wait, he prude shamed you?
Yeah, I got prude shamed. He was like, you don't fuck enough, bitch.
But you know what? The conversation that you had is definitely what adults should have.
I agree. And the thing is that I am not going to sit here and make anybody. Here's the thing. If you love somebody, and I think anybody can attest to this, you will do any of their weird shit sexually, yeah. period. Yes,
but
because
you got to get there.
You got to get there. Right? So like, if we have, and like, I'm not a vanilla sex person, but like, you have to start with vanilla, but right. enter into other
That's
things.
Your
it's
baseline.
The same thing like going to a restaurant with someone and being like, oh my God, I really want the fucking like steak spaghetti special shit. But you're
steak
like,
steak spaghetti special?
I don't know.
I'm just
like messy things.
Here's the thing.
Okay. But then on a first date, you'd be like, I'll actually take like the chicken and the salad because you have to work your way fucking in. You don't want to look like a hot mess on the first date. You have to like tiptoe in your personality.
Mm-hmm. I also like the analogy. I've used this before about this situation. Like, you would never feed a child buffalo wing sauce, blue cheese, macaroni and cheese. Okay,
that
an adult
amazing.
Likes that. Adult.
Yeah,
like,
okay. Wait, is there a restaurant that serves that? Around?
Where is
yes,
that?
Yes, there is. It's in New York.
Is
it's
that Whole 30?
Snack.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll go there.
And they have like 19 different crazy mac and cheeses. But you're not going to be like, four-year-old, eat this. No, they want cheese and they want pasta. Okay.
The doctor's like, I've never seen a four-year-old have a heart attack before.
Oh right. So like so in the beginning of a relationship, you want cheese, mac and cheese. And then later you get the buffalo wing sauce and you break out the blue cheese and you mix it up and you have a goddamn party.
Yes.
But only then.
You gotta earn it.
Not at the beginning. Kids, come on.
I am nodding into the microphone. Like my hand is up. I am praising right now.
Preach the Lord.
You know what? And if you need more of those tips, you can listen to How to Adult podcast with the wonderful Ashley.
Because I go on a lot of dates and all of them fail.
Oh my God. Just you speaking today. I just want to like absorb you. How do I make that happen?
You listen to my podcast.
I want you inside of me.
Wow. You're the only guy who's told me that recently.
On a more relatable note, Ashley, how do people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Snapchat and once every 6 months on Twitter at Ashley_P, ASHLI_P. Mm-hmm. Where can I find you guys?
Well, I feel like you and I are the same because I'm also once every 6 months on Twitter and Instagram.
Great!
Very annoying.
You can find me on all the FBs, the IGs, and the Twits at Scott Flannery, spelled like canary with an FL. Sam, what about you?
Spelled like canary with an FL.
Did you like that?
That was great.
Thank you.
Ashley with an I.
Thank you.
Wait, I like feel like you're Irish.
Just a scotch. Is it the red hair?
I couldn't tell.
Like I said, I'm going to leave them alone together. And I'm Sam Valentine on Instagram, Sam Valentine LA on Twitter, even though I'm still fighting my ongoing battle.
Oh, but you know what's great? Is that they can find all of us on podcast land. So Not According to Plan on Facebook. We have our little fan page where we post some really cool show notes. But we're also Not According to Plan podcast at gmail.com if you want to give us some feedback on our guest, Ashley.
Hi.
You loved her.
If you're single, you can like totally email them and they can like put us together.
Listen, you could email me. I'll screen it just like it did in college. Who was allowed in the door? Who was not?
You did.
I'll
you
do it. And I'll kick people out if I don't care.
That sounds fun. Maybe I'll send our own email an email.
There you go.
I'll see if I get through.
Did I make the cut?
Did I make the cut?
I'm wearing a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles TikTok.
We didn't even touch on our college experience.
We literally didn't even talk about
and
it.
And we looked at it
episode
for years.
Two, special edition.
So
it's fine.
We'll have to do another bonus episode with Ashley at some point because Scott and I will go to New York and we'll do a
dark deal.
Crossover.
I'll be there in May. There. Maybe we'll make this happen.
I live there.
Beautiful.
But yeah, you can subscribe, like, share, and rate all of us at Not According to Plan. That's our podcast that you're listening to right now, and How to Adult, which is Ashley's podcast with famous Sarah with an H.
Sarah's the famous one. I'm the dumb one. Don't get it switched.
This is so much fun. You're my favorite guest ever.
I'm
so glad that I popped your cherry well.
You did, and you didn't do it with CPR breath.
Yay!
Ashley, thank you so much for recording with us.
I had a blast.
I'm saying it here on podcast land. I love you.
Oh, my God! I love it. Thank you.
I fucking knew you guys would love each other.
Oh
All
my
right.
Gosh.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.